by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 7th of April, 2007. It's the birthday of William Wordsworth, born in Cockermouth, England, 1770. Went to Cambridge, and while on vacation, he and a friend sailed to France, took a 12-week walking tour of the Alps, which made an enormous impression on him, and he decided that what he wanted to do with his life was to walk around the countryside, surrounded by nature. When he was young, he was a supporter of the French Revolution, but eventually he came to see it as a mistake. He turned away from politics, which alienated all of his political friends. And in the next 10 years, between 1797 and 1807, he wrote most of his greatest poems, including The Prelude, Tintern Abbey, She Dwelt Among the Untrodden Ways, Ode, Intimations of Immortality, I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud, and others. At a time when other poets were writing about history and religion and philosophy, Wordsworth was writing about ordinary things, the view from a bridge, and daffodils. But by the time he reached middle age, his collections of poetry became bestsellers. It was on this day in 1927, an audience in New York watched a visual image of the Secretary of Commerce, Herbert Hoover, give a speech in Washington, D.C. It was the first successful long-distance demonstration of television. The broadcast began with a close-up of Hoover's forehead, because he was sitting too close to the camera, but then he backed up and delivered his speech, which was followed by a comedian performing jokes in blackface. The technology used, however, was a mechanical process. It used a metal disc punched with holes in a spiral pattern to transform light into electrical impulses. It was called radiovision, and it never really caught on. Instead, TV as we know it was a different technology invented by a high school student in Utah named Philo Farnsworth. It's the birthday of Donald Barthelme, born in Philadelphia, 1931, grew up in Houston. His father was an architect. The family collected contemporary art, had a big library full of books, James Joyce and T.S. Eliot. Barthelme became a journalist, then went to New York to become a writer, sold a story to the New Yorker magazine in 1964, came out with his first collection, Come Back, Dr. Caligari, later that year. He wrote absurd, surrealistic stories, jumping suddenly from one thing to another. In one story, Batman is ashamed of himself because he doesn't think he's doing a good enough job fighting crime. There's a story called Me and Mrs. Mandible, narrated by a middle-aged man who finds himself in the sixth grade. It begins, Miss Mandible wants to make love to me, but she hesitates because I am officially a child. I am, according to the records, according to the gradebook on her desk, according to the card index in the principal's office, 11 years old. There is a misconception here, one that I haven't quite managed to get cleared up yet. I am, in fact, 35. I've been in the army. I am 6'1". Here's a poem for today by Philip Larkin entitled Dublinesque. Down stucco side streets where light is pewter, an afternoon mist brings lights on in shops above race guides and rosaries. A funeral passes. The hearse is ahead, but after there follows a troop of streetwalkers in wide flowered hats, leg of mutton sleeves, and ankle-length dresses. There is an air of great friendliness, as if they were honoring one they were fond of. Some caper, a few steps, skirts held skillfully, someone claps time. And of great sadness also, as they wend away, a voice is heard singing of Kitty or Katie, as if the name meant once all love, all beauty. Dublinesque, a poem by Philip Larkin from his collected poems, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.